It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer and Rich Truman, which means you know what day it is.
Let's go.
It's Fantasy Sports Podcast Day. We, for the first time in a while, no teams on the bye. Now, that's just this week now. More teams will do it later on. But right now, everybody's playing. We got some Thanksgiving feasts to talk about. First of all, the Lions playing the Bills.
Yep.
That's the early game, and they are on a three-game winning streak, the Detroit Lions. Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Yeah, no, and that is projected to be the high-point scoring game of the week on Thursday night, so get your Bills, get your Lions, get them in your lineup.
Well, the three great games on Thursday, I mean, not only fantasy-wise, but just rooting-wise. Buffalo-Detroit, Dallas hosting the Giants, and the Dallas look great against Minnesota. And then you got Minnesota looking to rebound, and they're hosting New England.
Man, can you see just the memories of the Dallas Giants game? Pat Summerall and
Joe Madden.
Oh, man, it's just, and they're all just there. It's like, hello, welcome live to Texas Stadium. I love that, man. These are staples that are going to be.
So are we buying into all this talk, all these whispers that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to the Giants?
Well, the rumors are to either the Giants or Dallas. Right. Those are the two hot rumors.
Right, right. Well, I mean, Dallas doesn't need the help. I mean, 40-3 over Minnesota. I don't think they, I mean, Tony Pollard looked amazing, obviously.
Snap back to Prescott. He's got a lot of time. Deep down the right side. Oh, he's caught at the 45. 40, Pollard, 20, 10, Pollard. Uncle! 68 to Tony Pollard on 3rd and 15.
And look, CeeDee Lamb, this is the second week in a row. I mean, look, you know, the one guy on the Cowboys, he didn't show up, was Dalton Schultz. What happened to that guy?
Well, they jumped out to a huge lead, so they, you know, ran the ball. Tony Pollard has been unbelievable.
Yeah, he looks good, man.
He's been unbelievable. And they got good production of the running game. Zeke got two touchdowns also. But will be a possible letdown game after or they'll be up for the Giants because it's a division rival.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'll tell you who's fantasy relevant again. I mean, it's amazing if you've managed to, you know, convince somebody in your league to trade him to you before the trading deadline stopped. Jonathan Taylor.
Hands off to Jonathan Taylor. Big run. 40, 45, 50. Breaks it outside. Down the far sideline. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. 10, 5. And he is close to the end zone. Did he stay in? Yes. Touchdown.
So, you know, I mean, that's a guy that I have my eye on. I'm trying to make trades for him. I'm trying to wheel and deal. But nobody wants to trade him now. I think it's a little too late.
We got someone in our league, and I turned him down because I like Travis Etienne. And I stayed with my boy, and it's like now I'm starting to wonder.
Well, I turned down a couple of Jonathan Taylor trades also.
Get Mike White in your lineups?
I think the Jets have scored one touchdown again. I think they've given up one touchdown to New England in eight quarters, and they lost both games.
Unbelievable. Wow. It's
Damian's team.
That's my team. It's very depressing. Yes, I know it is. I mean, between them and now Argentina, it's not looking good for.
I'm going to give a prediction.
Wait a minute. Let me turn this up and get my pencil.
And Damian's not going to like it.
Uh-oh.
Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Will not be a top eight running back for the rest of the season.
Oh, now you got to explain why.
I will explain why. Your Detroit Lions shut him down.
Yes, they did.
Now, even though Daniel Jones had a very good fantasy game, and I believe I recommended him last week on this show, teams have to make Daniel Jones beat him. At Saquon Barkley against Detroit, 15 carries, 22 yards. I don't know why they don't throw the ball to him out of the backfield. His pass receptions are a lot lower than I thought they were going to be. But stack the line, make Daniel Jones and your depleted wide receiver corps beat you. Giants have a really tough schedule. In fact, I think it might be the toughest schedule in the league going for the rest of the season. They're at Dallas, as we said, on Thanksgiving. They got two at Washington who look great. They host the Eagles, and they're at Minnesota at the end of the year. I think Saquon is going to have trouble the rest of the season.
I want to ask you a question as we're talking about the Giants. Anybody want to tell me what happened to Kenny Galladay? Wide out for the Giants. They paid this big old money for him, and I'm sure he's been dropped in a lot of leagues because he hasn't really put up any numbers.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, Kadarius Toney, I mean, look how great he's performing now in Kansas City. I mean, it just seems like Daniel Jones is not the answer at quarterback, but, you know, you're going to find
You know, Kadarius Toney threw up a big goose egg this last week, right? Zero points.
But he looks great there. Yes, no, I'm aware. Well, that's only because Travis Kelce was just a monster, right? I mean, but Kadarius Toney's got a role in that offense. I mean, until obviously, you know, Juju and Sky Moore and whoever, you know, is Patrick Mahomes' flavor of the day. But, I mean, look, you know, for me, it's just going to basically be, I mean, Giants are not a passing offense. It's still going to go through Saquon Barkley, but if every defense in the NFL is caught on to that, then they're, you're right. I mean, he may not be very effective.
Who's the fantasy MVP of the so far, you think?
Travis Kelce.
Mahomes, 3rd and 4, takes the snap, stays in the pocket, crossing pattern, caught at the 25-yard line. Kelce at the 20, 15, sheds a tackler at the right sideline, 10, 5, touchdown!
That man's the GOAT. Bar none. I mean, he put up 3 touchdowns this past week, and he continues. He, what was it, 36 points? And then there hasn't been a week except one where he put up less than 20 points.
Yeah.
If you and that went totally against every bit of my mindset on how to draft, because I ordinarily would never take a tight end from the get-go in round one. Don't ask me why I did.
I mean, I think I said it last week. I mean, for me, it's got to be Patrick Mahomes. The man has just been an absolute force of nature this year. He's been a monster, and I don't see that changing. I mean, I've looked at their schedule. They've got a pretty nice walk through the playoffs, the fantasy playoffs I'm talking about here. So, you know, I think Casey's going to continue to perform well.
And they don't run the ball in for touchdowns.
They can't. Always, they can't run the ball. Yeah, they cannot run the ball. I mean, look, you know, I mean, the other offense that really stood out to me was San Francisco. I mean, I have to tell you, I didn't think that CMC and Debo could play on the same field together in that offense. I thought it was going to be one or the other, but they have found a way. I mean, Debo, they were peppering him, and that is a good sign for you Debo owners out there. And look, even Ayuk was relevant, you know? So, I mean, it's just kind of interesting to see how that San Francisco offense is coming together.
George Kittle had a great game.
And Kittle's relevant, right? Exactly.
By the way, one game I want to bring up this Sunday now, Atlanta against Washington. And any of you Kyle Pitts owners out there, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's because you didn't know, do I start him, do I not? Well, it unfortunately is going on IR.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
But man, it's like you talk about the headache of what do I do with Kyle Pitts? Well, you don't have to worry about him.
Do you know, in my other league, the last 2 weeks, I sat him at the last minute. And in return, the last 2 weeks, almost impossible to do, I got a total combination of 3.5 points from my tight ends in 2 weeks.
Amazing.
That is tough to do.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you, my sleeper of the week is going to take you by surprise, I think, Rich, because it's not a skill position player. My sleeper of this week, and quite frankly, I think the sleeper through the rest of the season at this particular position, are the Washington Commanders. I mean, the Washington Commanders defense is real. And by the way, guess who they get back this week? Mr. Chase Young. So yeah, actually really think if you're out there and that defense is available, go out and grab them off waivers.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, you're right. They're 6-5 right now, and I think Ron Rivera has got some plans for that team.
And Young was just activated to the 53-man roster. They look good, man. I mean, they're going to be, and I think they play Atlanta this week, which is a pretty choice matchup. I like that defense.
And they got the Giants twice. I think that's a good pick. I'll give you a couple of sleepers this week I like. Either one of the Dolphin running backs against Houston, Jeff Wilson or Raheem Mostert.
Mm-hmm.
I like your Detroit Lions. I think Goff and Amon St. Brown are going to I think that's going to be a very high-scoring game. I think that they will do very well also. And I'll give you one other one. I have him on my other team. I hope he does well. David Njoku is back from injury, played a little last week. They play Tampa. Tampa's in bottom 10 against giving up points to tight ends in the league.
By the way, if you played Jared Goff last week, I know he only gave you like 6 points, but shake it off because I'm with Rich on this one. This is going to be a high-scoring affair, and I'm going to be right there with my dressing watching this game, and they're going to be slinging it all over the place. I'm with you.
And let's not forget, we are just 1 week...
Oyster dressing, man.
And let me just point out, we are just 1 week away, just 1 week away from the return of Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. And we're going to see, I mean, Amari Cooper blew up this week. And, you know, I got to believe when Watson's back, things are going to blow up that much more. You know, I mean, whether or not it impacts Chubb in the right or wrong way remains to be seen. But, I mean, I would not be selling short Deshaun Watson. I think that return is going to be meaningful for a lot of fantasy relevant playoff teams.
Remember, all teams playing this week. And with week 12 now, you got 12, 13, and 14. You got 3 weeks left. Do what magic you're going to do if you're trying to get into the playoffs, if you're trying to seal a number one spot in the playoffs. And look at that team, because as we get into it, some teams might not worry about playing some of the players like Arizona did for the Monday night game.
Yeah.
And you know, which was bad because you didn't know if you could play Kyler Murray or not. And then, you know, if you had him, you were screwed. Because it's like, then they made the announcement. So you're going to have to pay attention, folks. This is really important. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with Rich Truman and Damian Sassauer. And you can catch our podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you can catch it wherever you download your podcast.
Do you love Elon Musk? Do you hate Elon Musk? Do you have no idea what to think about Elon Musk? Then we have just the show for you.
He's become even more larger than life.
Buying Twitter doesn't get us closer to Mars.
They are like really close to the edge of like everything falling apart.
Like, oh, Elon, I volunteer, put a chip in my brain.
Each week on this podcast, we'll break down, analyze, and debate the most important stories on Musk and his empire.
It's all one big universe. You just work for Elon Inc. Elon Inc.
From Bloomberg Businessweek, this is Elon Inc. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.